Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the MMA Hour. Of course, we air to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Saturday show is for an hour. This is the Sunday edition, the second hour of the Sunday edition. Of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, both Saturday and Sunday here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Today, we're going to take a different turn. We're trying to take a hard look, of course, at the career of the life of Bruce Lee. Of course, I'll bring in Malcolm Boutwell, Mr. MMA, Mr. Combat Sports, as far as Northern California is concerned. And Malcolm's one of those guys I used to work with in the gym that if his right hand hit you, you didn't want him hitting you with that right hand. So I just moved to the left and kept moving away from his 200-pound left hand. And he had a 200-pound right hand, and he had a good right. I'm talking about Malcolm Boutwell, who will join us in just a few minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you'd like to talk about Bruce Lee and MMA, we've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text us a comment on Bruce Lee? 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. But first up, of course, we've got to cover the world of MMA, the UFC rocking and rolling a week ago. And, of course, the UFC is now in the rearview mirror as far as the world featherweight champ is concerned. The female phenom, I'm talking about the monstrous Chris Cyborg Santos, a winner over a young girl that just didn't belong in the same ring with her. Actually, no woman belongs in the same octagon or ring with Chris Cyborg Santos, but that's a subject for another day. But straight up, she was the winner last week. We're setting up the fight with Amanda Nunes, probably going to take place later in 2018. Amanda, of course, the one that snuffed out Ronda Rousey, 135-pound world champion, but not looking living up to the accolades I gave her before the Rousey fight. What am I trying to tell you? Amanda Nunes is going to get killed by Chris Cyborg Santos. Anybody that fights Cyborg right now is going to get lit up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can go like with 1,000 different internet platforms, but the bottom line is you are listening to the MMA Hour, of course, live each and every Sunday right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Straight up, we'll be talking Bruce Lee in a few minutes, of course, with my expert on combat sports, Mr. Malcolm Boutwell. That's right, Mr. San Francisco himself. But let's talk about the current world of mixed martial arts. Talk about the UFC, of course, rocking and rolling. Khabib. Who the hell is Khabib? Khabib is an undefeated lightweight. He's like 155 pounds, but he comes down from close to 200 pounds. I kid you not. This is a little bit scary. To me, it's, and I'll tell you why, is that if you're a 155-pound fighter, and you're going to fight another guy, and he weighs in at 155, and the next day he's like 200 pounds, you know, you got a bit of a problem. And people laugh when, you know, they, well, so what? It's only a few pounds. Well, if you looked at last night's boxing card on ESPN, of course, talking about Oscar Valdez with a broken jaw, winning in 12 rounds, a unanimous nod against Scott Quigg, you saw the fact that Quigg showed up way overweight. Try to weigh in 128 pounds. And of course, the weight limit was 126. You say to yourself, way, that's only 2.5 pounds, Pedro, 3 pounds. Way. Yes, that's a lot for a 126-pound fighter. I kid you not. So the guy weighs in at 128, walks into the ring 24 hours later at 143. He's a welterweight. He's weighing 143 pounds. So I'm not down with the fact that guys can cut this kind of weight and then get that big after a fight. I think it should be some weight restrictions afterward. But Khabib, of course, take it on the interim champion of the UFC. I'm talking about the lightweight champion, Tony Ferguson. People don't give Tony much props. Twice-beaten fighter out of Oxnard, California. Guy's got some good skills. He's a striker. He wrestles well on the ground. But they say he's just no match for Khabib. Just no match. I mean, everybody I talk to is just no match. You got to be kidding. Tony Ferguson has no chance. He has like one chance, and that was slim and none, or two chances, slim and none, and both left town. But the bottom line is, you know, it ain't happening for Tony Ferguson as far as the crowds getting behind him. Everybody thinks that Khabib is a foregone conclusion to win the lightweight championship, of course. Well, they thought the same thing about Francis Ngannou. He was going to destroy Stipe Miocic. He was going to kill him. I mean, Stipe would be lucky to get out of the octagon that night with his life. I mean, this was the hardest punching animal in the history of the UFC. Dana White was calling him, oh, the icon. They even had a nutritional drink or some sports drink that they marketed all after him, thinking he was going to, they had it in their mind. They were convinced he was going to beat Stipe Miocic. And he never won a round. He never won a minute of a round. He landed that one good right hand in the first round. Wabo Miocic, of course, a former Golden Glove champion in Cleveland, Ohio State champion, I believe, as well, amateur boxer. So he knows how to take a punch. And guys, you know, he took a great punch there, and he came back. And at the end of five rounds, Francis Ngannou was a thoroughly beaten and humiliated fighter. Totally humiliated. He couldn't say anything. Couldn't come up with an excuse. There was no excuse you could put forth. I mean, he just got beat up, okay? And the same thing just might happen to Khabib. Now, people don't give Tony Ferguson all that much props. I don't know. Tony Ferguson is a good fighter, but this, of course, is going to be a fight that people are going to go back and forth on as to whether Khabib is the lightweight champion after he beats Tony Ferguson, or if Tony Ferguson is the champion right now, or is Conor McGregor still the lightweight champion? And Dana White and the UFC are afraid to strip him because he'll, like, sit out. I think he's got, like, 1 year left on his contract or less than a year on his UFC contract, or maybe he can walk away as a free agent now. But he'll do that free agent thing and just walk away from Dana altogether and start his own promotion, do something like that. Yes, he's crazy enough to do something like that. And obviously, from the experience he had with Floyd Mayweather, he can do it. I mean, these guys made zillions of dollars pulling off the con of the century. We talked about that in hour number one, man. But if ever there was an athletic con, and you guys bit for it, bit on it, it was that one. I mean, good Lord. It was like a worm on a hook, and you were a fish. You just grabbed it. Didn't realize the hook was there. You got hooked. You got hooked into a farce. That was a farcical fight. No doubt about it. How many, I mean, come on. Did McGregor win a minute, a round? Did he land any really significant punches? Was it a fight? No. It was Mayweather holding up Conor McGregor for 10 rounds until Conor was too tired and could no longer continue. Now, back to the UFC. So I think Khabib and Ferguson's a good fight. Ferguson's a little bit, how can I put this, underappreciated. We'll see what he's got against Khabib. But Khabib's going to come in there at 155 and probably step into the octagon the next night about 180 pounds. Good Lord. God, it's just hard to beat guys that much bigger than you, man. People laugh when I say that. But, you know, I moved from 140, 139 to 147, and I could beat good guys at 147, but I couldn't beat above-average guys at 147 because they were bigger than me, okay? The real good guys at 147, you couldn't beat. They were a weight class bigger than you, and it was obvious when you look at tapes between me and them. They were just bigger than me. So what am I saying? Weight matters. Weight matters, baby. How about this one? Rose Namajunas, the world strawweight champion, 115 pounds, of course. She's a girl that knocked out Joanna Jay in their first fight last year, earlier in the year. Take that back. Last year, and now Joanna Jay is the favorite in a rematch, and Rose Namajunas is being totally disrespected. I mean, totally disrespected. This girl's like the Rodney Dangerfield of MMA. I kid you not. She knocks out this girl who's supposedly unbeatable. She's a kickboxer and a boxer and an MMA artist, and she's got the mind thing going on. She's a Jedi. Oh, you know, she's considered like a goddess in MMA. And then she went out there and got knocked out. So Rose knocks her out, and Rose gets no props. The Pat Barry train, she's Pat Barry's fiance, Pat Barry being the horizontally challenged heavyweight, take it back, the vertically challenged heavyweight of the UFC of days gone by. He's been on the show in the past, very good interview, but a short heavyweight. He's training his fiance, Rose Namajunas, and she is the world champion at 115. But as I said, they're going to hook this up April the 7th as a supporting bout. Of course, the two title fights, Ferguson and Khabib, and Rose Namajunas and Joanna Jay. That's going to be the top of this UFC card, the 7th of April. Now, as far as the rest of the card is concerned, it sucks. It's just, I mean, there's nothing here that gets me going at all. I mean, Carolina Kay against Felice Herrig, that's in a women's strawweight bout. That's on the Fox Sports 1 card, the preliminary card. But outside of that, this pay-per-view card, Renato Moicano and Calvin Kattar, Anthony Pettis, former lightweight champion, taking on Michael Chiesa, Al Quinta, and Paul Fedder. That doesn't get my juices flowing. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. Bottom line is, UFC's got two good fights here. Is it worth $70? I got to ask myself that because, you know, I always give it like the live thing. The live. What I'm trying to say is if I would pay $70 to go see this fight live, it's worth paying $70 to watch it on pay-per-view. So would I pay $70 live to go see Tony Ferguson and Khabib? I don't know. Would I pay $70 to see Rose Namajunas and Joanna Jay? I don't know. Combine the two? I don't know. I'm probably going to go to a sports bar, watch it at a sports bar for $10. That's the best deal going, no doubt about it. Open phone lines all around the planet as we expand, as we open up our world and talk about the world, of course, of Bruce Lee, mixed martial artist, of course, actor. God, he's been gone a long time. It's unbelievable he's been gone. I think it was 1973, 1974. Wow. We'll talk with Malcolm Batwell, the Bruce Lee historian, in person in just a couple of minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Bruce, man, what can I say? The days of... Hey, I remember one time he was climbing The Batman and Robin were climbing up the walls on the TV series Batman and Robin. Of course, Batman being the TV series back in 66, a Screen Gems production. And Batman and Robin are climbing up the wall, and the Green Hornet and Cato, Van Williams and Bruce Lee, open up a window and say sort of hi to him. It was sort of cool. I mean, Bruce Lee and that era, just it was an innocent era per se. And really, you know, Batman, Bruce Lee, the Green Hornet, it was a time of television where everybody sort of got a little campy, but it was sort of cool to be campy back in the days, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the MMAR live, of course, on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network, open phone lines all around the world, baby. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line. Text me. Text us. You can rap me. You can compliment me. Say whatever you want. No restrictions. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Select your target species and select your subscription length. Get your box delivered. Catch more fish. It's that easy. Offering fresh and salt water, we've partnered with Fish Talk to get you a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Mystery Tackle Box is the original monthly lure subscription service. In fact, we've been told that it feels like Christmas once a month, and you can get started for as little as $15 a month. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com today. That's MysteryTackleBox.com and start getting your packages every month. This is John, and I believe in Mystery Tackle Box. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com, mention Fish Talk, get a special deal, and get the packages coming every month. You will be looking forward to it.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You are always kind of experienced now. You also had John Saxon, Bruce.
Yeah.
Was there anybody else that you remembered specifically? There were some scenes that were your favorites, or some scenes that were more difficult than others because of whatever?
I enjoyed working with John Saxon.
Yeah.
John Saxon, great actor. I was very fortunate to have in my opinion, the greatest martial artist ever lived.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee. I'll talk to you about that later. Probably have questions for me on that. But in my opinion, I tell you right now, I fought the best. I trained with the best. I know great martial artists, and there's never been anybody, in my opinion, like Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely unbelievable, guys. You don't know how great this guy was. People don't really know.
Well, I think they do, actually, because he's still the icon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as Fred Weintraub said, when you say Western, some people may think of John Wayne, some people may think of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
But when you say martial arts,
that's right.
Bruce Lee's the first name.
That's right. And I'm not just talking about actor.
Right.
I'm talking about martial artist.
Right.
Guy who knew his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was. There's stories I know about Bruce Lee that I don't even share, because I have respect for the people, other people in the martial arts, and it's not necessary for me to name names. I know who Bruce Lee sparred with.
Yeah.
I know. They won't tell you, but I know people he sparred with. I never mention their names either, but Bruce Lee was untouchable.
Yeah. Is it in the book? Is it in your book?
No.
Nope. Oh, come on.
I mention this, but I never tell the names.
Can I get everybody to swear to secrecy? Can you say one name?
No. Nope.
Can you mix them up? Can you have a jumble of the name?
I have too much respect.
Can I guess?
No. You probably could guess.
Yeah, I probably could. Because sure, I know a lot of people he sparred with as well.
I wouldn't confirm it.
Yeah. There you go. That's fair enough.
But I just have too much respect for other guys in martial arts.
Well, go ahead.
But you know, he was the speed, the timing, the technique, unbelievable. Bruce was the type of guy that he would spar with you. He could spar with a guy, I might say whoever, John Doe. John Doe the great, great champion. Okay? John Doe.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter what size. You can be a lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight, didn't matter, Bruce. Bruce was lightweight. What would Bruce? 155?
If he wet, soaking wet.
145.
Yeah. Soaking wet, yeah.
Like one, maybe.
Yeah.
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 And what, how tall?
5'7", maybe?
5'7", no more. He could spar with anybody, any size. Didn't matter what size you were. And he would spar with you, and hands and feet. And then he'd say, okay, let's just go hands. Just hands.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was incredible.
That's Kung Fu.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that's Kung Fu.
Like some people say to me, well, Bruce Lee didn't fight in tournaments because he couldn't use his technique. No, that's not true. Bruce Lee would have made the adjustment to fight in point karate championships. If he wanted to, he could have made the adjustment. You know, a couple of people were his students who were point karate champions. They studied with Bruce Lee. But when they came to point karate tournaments, they made the adjustment. You know, you can make that adjustment to according to what you're doing. And Bruce would have done the same thing. I don't know if I told you or not, but Bruce was, I don't think you asked me, but I will tell you that speaking of Bruce Lee, guy, it was absolutely unbelievable. You know, it's so many people don't know how great he was. I mean, people always ask me, come up here, they say, Jim, how great was Bruce Lee? I said, you don't really know. And a lot of people won't tell you how great he was, but I will tell you. In my personal opinion, Bruce Lee was a step above everybody. I mean, everybody. And during that era, even today, I mean, it holds up today, but during that era, the 60s and 70s, Bruce was just great. And in my opinion, he was just a step above. No matter how great everybody else was, Bruce was, boom, just a little step above. He was just absolutely unbelievable. I'm talking about sparring. I'm not talking about just working techniques. I'm talking about when it came to sparring, Bruce was unbelievable. Unbelievable. People don't know. They don't know. He's like the Michael Jordan, beyond Michael Jordan. It's very interesting. Bruce was the type, let's put it this, Bruce was the type of guy that could spar with you hands and feet. Then after that, he'll say to you, okay, let's go hands only. It's just unbelievable. He could go hands or he could go hands and feet. Doesn't matter to him. And he was a level above everybody, as far as martial arts.
The late, great James Milton Kelly, born in 1946, died in 2013. He was the real deal when it came to martial arts, baby. A former world champion karate master. Of course, he was also an actor. And there he is talking about the great Bruce Lee. Now, speaking of greatness, we have greatness on the line, folks. I think he's coming to us from Marin County. Of course, he's one of the big hot shots living in Marin now. I'm talking about my man, Malcolm Boutwell. Malcolm, how's life treating you?
Hey, Pedro, real well. Just glad to be talking to you.
Wow, Bruce Lee, 1940, of course, born here in San Francisco. People didn't know that, but died in 1973. It's really hard to believe Bruce Lee's been gone that long.
Yeah, because it just gets bigger and bigger. And, you know, you can walk up down Chinatown, go up on Jackson Street and see the Chinatown Hospital on Jackson Street where Bruce Lee was born. And they got a plaque up there now, birthplace of Bruce Lee. And when Bruce Lee got into too many fights and his parents kicked him out of Hong Kong, he first came to San Francisco, and he lived on Grand Avenue above the Lippo Bank there for 6 months while he made a living teaching cha-cha dance lessons before going on to Seattle, Washington, where he worked in a Ruby Chow's restaurant, who was a friend of the family. So, and, of course, from Bruce Lee to go from working in a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, because in Hong Kong growing up, he was a child actor, made 20 movies in Hong Kong, starred in The Orphan. So he went from, you know, he kind of a big step down for him when he first came to the U.S., but then, you know, he started teaching and getting noticed.
His style was all his own. Was that something he created himself? Did he combine different methods, different teachings? How did he come up with this kung fu, this Bruce Lee style of kung fu?
Well, let's see, Pedro, number one, of course, okay, he grows up in Hong Kong. His father's a famous Hong Kong opera star, so he... starts out as a child actor, and he takes an interest, and he gets into a lot of fights on the street. Hong Kong's a very crowded area. Bruce Lee is nearsighted. The Bruce Lee you see in the movies is wearing soft contact lenses. Bruce Lee actually wore glasses, so he's kind of nearsighted, and he has to fight inside. He liked the Wing Chun style of kung fu. He had about 300 styles of kung fu, and in the north, they favor the legs. In the south, they favor the hands. And the Wing Chun system, developed by a nun to overcome a man, Madame Wing Chun, they say, originated it. She was a nun, and she was an arranged marriage. And if she could beat her husband in a fight, she wouldn't have to, or this arranged marriage, if she could beat the guy in a fight who was a kung fu man, she wouldn't have to marry him. And she devised Wing Chun for a woman to overcome a man, and Bruce Lee just loved this style of fighting because it was more direct. It's then as opposed to being flowery movements like the other style of kung fu, it was inside. So he liked this style of Wing Chun. So he started learning it from this great Yip Man out in Kowloon. He also learned a few other styles of kung fu, like Choi Lei Foot, Praying Mantis, Hung Gar, what have you. He studied judo, but primarily he was mostly a Wing Chun stylist in Hong Kong, although people don't know, he actually studied a few other styles, and that's while growing up in Hong Kong, and people really don't know that he studied these other major styles of kung fu, and he also studied judo, and his older brother, Peter, was a fencer, so when you look, when Bruce Lee's his hands, if you read the Tao of Jeet Kune Do with the notes he wrote when he was in a book he wrote printed after his life, and mostly the hand techniques are a mixture of three things: Wing Chun Gung Fu, the Southern style Gung Fu, fencing, where a lot of the theories and footwork comes from, and Western boxing that he learned from our friend Leo Fong. So Bruce Lee, you know, gets into too many fights, and he gets kicked out of, his parents send him, say, you're born in the U.S., we're going to send you to live in the U.S., straighten you out. And so he takes they give him a third-class voyage from Hong Kong to San Francisco in 1959 when he's 18 years old.
How long does a third-class voyage take from Hong Kong to Frisco, like a month?
Yeah, about a month. But he spent Bruce Lee spent the whole time in first class because he taught cha-cha dance lessons. So all of a sudden, there's photos of him with his glasses on.
Are you trying to tell me? Time out. Are you trying to tell me that Bruce Lee, the mixed martial artist, the iconic figure, was a cha-cha dance teacher?
He was the cha-cha dance champion of Hong Kong.
The king.
So he's a cha-cha dance teacher. So he and obviously, and he also taught a girl he used to dance with, Pearl Cho, that he used to, she was the dance partner of him in Hong Kong when he was growing up, because he's a child actor and he's a cha-cha dancer. And he starts teaching her a bit of the Wing Chun method Kung Fu with the cha-cha dance steps. But his teacher, Mon, saw that and got very mad at him. No, you don't teach.
I remember reading about that. But his five films, of course, was films of note. He was in Low Way's The Big Boss back in 1971, Fist of Fury, Golden Harvest, Way of the Dragon. Enter the Dragon, Game of Death. Was Enter the Dragon really the biggest of them all?
Well, let's see, Pedro. So he goes to visit his, of course, he's recognized in Ed Parker. He makes friends with this Ed Parker, who was a big karate promoter, while he's living in Oakland, because he goes up to Seattle, Washington, starts college, studies philosophy, starts teaching. And then he starts teaching, doesn't have to work in the restaurant anymore. He goes and lives in with his friend Jimmy Lee out in Oakland, who was no relation. And Jimmy Lee was a good friend, of course, our friend Leo Fong, et cetera. And Jimmy Lee wrote books and worked at the shipyard and talked Kung Fu at night in his garage. And so Ed Parker, Jimmy Lee wrote a lot of books, and he introduces him to this big promoter, Ed Parker. And he goes, wow. And that's how Bruce Lee, also met Leo Fong at any rate. So he was giving a demonstration in the Long Beach International. He says, Bruce, you got to demonstrate. So he does this incredible demonstration, shows his one-inch punch, knocks the guy down with one inch. And
Malcolm, we got to run up on a hard break. Freeze your thought right there, my brother. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. We're talking mixed martial arts and Bruce Lee, baby.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Was the dreamer. I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to be a movie star. We didn't realize how totally focused, how totally intense he was on achieving this dream.
He wanted to be the best martial artist he could be, the best producer, promoter, director.
I'd never in my life known anybody so consistently focused every day. It was his only thing in his mind in order to be able to achieve this dream. He was the Einstein of martial arts.
A lot of people will forget about Bruce Lee, but every time they go to a movie and they see somebody do a scream, jump in the air, boy, that's terrific. Well, they're all clapping Bruce. Part of my life died when he died, because I had so much respect for him.
For the young people who have a dream, who just because they are small or they have what they feel are disadvantages, that should only be a stepping stone to make you grow and achieve the things that are important.
The great Gene LaBelle, folks, a trainer of Ronda Rousey in recent years, but he's done everything. He trained Superman back in the days. I'm talking about Superman, the TV show back in the 50s. George Reeves, the late George Reeves, he trained George Reeves. He trained a lot of guys. He was involved in the first MMA match, I think it was televised, when he took on Milo Savage. Anyway, that's the subject for another day. The subject of the hour, of course, Bruce Lee, the iconic figure, born in 1940, left us in 1973. And I'll ask you for a real quick, short answer, Malcolm Boutwell. How did Bruce Lee die?
Bruce Lee was a student of Gene LaBelle, but yeah, he was going to meet with George Lazenby that night, the one-time James Bond. They're going to have dinner, and they're getting ready to start working on the Game of Death, and the scenes have been filmed before Into the Dragon. He's going back to work on it. And he was with an actress named Betty Ting, who he was having an affair with, and he went into a coma in her apartment, and she, she was a very sexy Hong Kong actress, and apparently she didn't dial 911, instead called the movie producer Raymond Chow to come over when he was in a coma, and it took him a long, while to get to that apartment. So, then he couldn't wake Bruce Lee, and he called the ambulance, and Bruce Lee was dead on arrival at Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Hong Kong.
So was he breathing when they took him out of the hotel?
No, it says they say dead on arrival at Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Hong Kong.
Okay. We're going to hear from his wife. I think she was born Linda Lee Caldwell, or maybe that's her current name.
Linda Emery, Linda Lee, and now she's in Linda Caldwell.
72 years old, of course, the former wife of Bruce Lee. Let's hear what she has to say about the icon.
My name is Linda Lee Caldwell. I was married to Bruce Lee for 9 years, from 1964 to 1973. He used to say, under the heavens, we are all one family. The martial artist in San Francisco Chinatown wanted to challenge Bruce to a fight. There was a controversy. They wanted him to close down his school because he was teaching non-Chinese. The history of that goes back a long ways, at least as far back as the Boxer Rebellion, when foreign powers tried to invade China. Bruce was teaching a great many non-Chinese. They were not just Caucasian, they were black or Hispanic or women or just a whole variety of people. He knew that there was this taboo, but he did not agree with it. It was not taken well. They wanted to shut down this egotistical, brash youngster. So a date was set, and eventually they came over. There was not bowing. There was not all that kind of thing. They just faced off and went at it. Bruce threw the first punch. It did hit Wong Jackman around his eye. Bruce faced discrimination in his own life. Bruce started to use a series of straight punches. Bruce had a world view. Wong could not retaliate. Wong turned and he started to run, and Bruce was just after him. There are so many societies that are oppressive. Bruce did not want that. Wong went down on the ground, and Bruce was instantly over him with a fist raised and said, "Fuk and fuk," in Chinese means, "Do you give up?" And he said, "Yes." And that was the end. It was symbolic, that confrontation with Wong Jackman, and it definitely propelled Bruce to adapt to Western ways as well as Chinese ways and put them together to become who he was. Then later through the films is how he spread his worldview to people of all cultures. He used to say, "Under the heavens, we are all one family."
Nope. In Cantonese, jeet kune do, the way of the intercepting fist.
Intercepting fist, huh?
Or foot. Come on, touch me. Any way you can. You see? To reach me, you must move to me. Your attack offers me an opportunity to intercept you. In this case, I'm using my longest weapon, my sidekick, against the nearest target, your kneecap. This can be compared to your left jab in boxing. Except it's much more damaging.
I see. Well, speaking of a left jab...
Oh, this time I intercept your emotional tenses. You see, from your thought to your fist, how much time was lost.
Not much. Yeah, Lee's gonna teach me all this.
I cannot teach you. Only help you to explore yourself. Nothing more.
What can I say about the great Bruce Lee is that, you know, in his own words, just telling it like it is, man. Of course, he had his wife there. And, you know, earlier we heard from Gene LaBelle talking about Bruce Lee, and I forgot to talk about that. But LaBelle, of course, pound for pound, one of the greatest martial artists of all time, and all the respect that he had for Bruce Lee. I mean, unfortunately, nobody really has anything bad to say about Bruce Lee. It's all glorious stuff. Did he have demons?
Yeah. Maybe during his life. I mean, I know that the Hong Kong film industry boomed when Bruce Lee got there, because all of a sudden he gets there. You see, the Green Hornet was a big, huge success in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. It's called the Kato Show. And because when he gets there for his dad's funeral, everybody's, you know, mobbing him. He's all of a sudden realized that the Kato Show was a big success. All of a sudden, the Hong Kong Kung Fu movie star with Lo Lei, Five Fingers of Death, and the studio said, "Hey, would you like to star in a Kung Fu movie here?" So he goes around and gets an offer to do The Big Boss, which was released in this country as Fist of Fury, and they give him a one-way ticket to go film it in Thailand. So, and of course, Sterling Silliphant, Steve McQueen, James Coburn, all of his students in the USA, "Bruce, they're giving you a one-way ticket. You're going to get stranded." That's what happened to the Muscle Men. Those guys like Steve Reeves and Rick Park in the 50s, they used to give them one-way tickets to Italy, and then they'd get stranded out there after making the Hercules movies, the Samson movies. Well, Bruce went out there. It was he's actually the co-star with James Dean. He goes crazy as he fights the stuntmen in the ice factory, and they make him the star. And of course, the Big Boss all of a sudden hits all records in Asia. And of course, the minute Bruce Lee became a star in Asia, there was all film studios had an offering that if you could beat Bruce Lee in a fight, you were going to be a star in the Hong Kong movie.
All right, Malcolm Batwell is our guest. Malcolm is the expert as far as combat sports concerned that I know here in the Bay Area. Now, was Bruce Lee ever beat?
Yeah, well, I'd say
No. Malcolm, I'm going to go back. I'm going to ask a question again. It's a yes or a no answer. You're not going to pull some political move on me. Was Bruce Lee ever beat?
They say Gene LaBelle beat him on the set of the Green Hornet. Ed Parker started that story.
Wow, tell me about that.
Well, Gene LaBelle, of course, you know, toughest man alive. Everybody went to Gene LaBelle for lessons. Karate, you know, Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee, Karate's Joe Louis, Bill Wallace, Benny Arcadi, Roddy Piper, and he referees the Antonio Inoki, Muhammad Ali mixed bout. You know, Gene LaBelle's the toughest man alive. Well, at any rate, he's a stuntman, and Bruce Lee, of course, is a student of his, and of course, he studied stand-up fighting. Gene LaBelle studied stand-up fighting from Bruce Lee, but the set story is they got in an argument one day on the set of the Green Hornet about what the stuntmen were responsible for, and it turned into a street fight, and Gene LaBelle took him, Bruce Lee, down and armbarred him. I've heard that story from numerous sources.
Interesting.
So it would be Gene LaBelle took him down and armbarred him on the set of the Green Hornet when they got in an argument.
Gene LaBelle is still rock and rolling as I speak, I kid you not. Of course, they had the Gene LaBelle-Milo Savage fight. It was the first MMA fight. Of course, Savage was a middleweight contender of the 60s, and Milo Savage and him, that was the first televised MMA encounter ever, wasn't it?
Correct. And, of course, there's a story, though, that the great John L. Sullivan fought a savant fighter. John L. Sullivan was, of course, cross-trained in wrestling and what have you. Fought with a savant fighter, but I've got to do more research on that. That story's been around a long time.
Okay, Bruce Lee, the fact that it was the Kato Show everywhere else and that Van Williams accepted he was a star, was he the victim of racial discrimination and not being at the Kato Show or the Bruce Lee Show here in the United States?
You know, they always say that because Bruce Lee, they say, helped write the pilot for the Kung Fu television show called Warrior. And they ended up taking David Carradine, who had little if any martial arts training, over Bruce Lee because Bruce Lee was just too Asian looking. And Bruce Lee was actually Amerasian. People don't know this. Bruce Lee was part German. So he was Amerasian. And he would have been perfect for the Kung Fu.
Talk about two different guys going out. The way David Carradine went out and the way Bruce Lee went out, I think I'd rather go out the way Bruce Lee went. Anyway, the bottom line is Bruce Lee, probably the greatest MMA fighter of all time. Gene LaBelle was a much bigger guy at that point in time. And LaBelle was a submission artist. I mean, he taught professional wrestlers. I mean, that's what he teaches. He's a big submission guy, isn't he?
Yeah, so that's it. You know what I mean? It's like Steven Seagal was trying to do him for a demonstration and tried to get cute with him, and he just choked Steven Seagal right out there.
All right. You led right into my last question, Malcolm Botwell. Last question for the genius Malcolm Botwell, the Mr. Combat Sports here in the SF Bay Area. Was Steven Seagal legit?
He's trained in Aikido.
Oh, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it's a yes or a no answer. Is he a legit fighter?
Well, he's legitimately trained in Aikido.
But isn't Aikido sort of like a passive thing and not aggressive?
It's a lot theoretical. You've got to read Leo's last book he's just written. He's just written a book on Bruce Lee, The Birth of Jeet Kune Do, because he was really, the night of the Long Jack Man fight with Linda Lee was talking about, okay. Bruce Lee called him that night after the fight.
Good enough. Malcolm.
But yeah, he's basically in Beyond Kung Fu. Leo writes about how he takes fighting theories of Aikido because it's yielding. You know boxing.
Good enough, Malcolm. I thank you so much. Malcolm Botwell live on the Sports Byline SB Nation. SB Nation MMA Hour, baby.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You know, Malcolm Boutwell, you can see why I didn't want to get him and Leo Fung, of course, being Bruce Lee's former sparring partner and teacher. The reason why I didn't want to get them on the air together is just not enough air space for both those guys. So I'm going to try to get Leo on. In the next few weeks, we'll continue the saga, the story of the great Bruce Lee, the iconic MMA fighter, actor. What can I say, man? He was just a guy, and I loved him as Cato and the Green Hornet. In fact, if you've never seen the Green Hornet, you can go to YouTube.com and look up the Green Hornet and watch Bruce Lee back in 1966 as he played the sidekick, of course, to Van Williams. Van Williams being the Green Hornet, but Van even admitted later in life, you know, I was getting top billing. It was called the Green Hornet, but it was really all about Bruce's show. And the fact that they'd concentrated a little bit more on Bruce, that show might have lasted a bit longer, I think, than one season. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, we are the MMA Hour. We come to you each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We start for 2 hours, an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts. We come to you as well on Saturday, and we combine both a boxing and an MMA show in the 1 hour. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here at Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking boxing and, of course, mixed martial arts. So I want to thank my guest today, of course, the great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer himself. What can I say? I get goosebumps when I have him on the air. I kid you not. Oscar Lopez, current WBO 126-pound champion, looking good last night, fighting off from the fifth round with a broken jaw. More props to him. And, hey, Malcolm Boutwell. What can I say about Malcolm other than nobody knows combat sports like the genius Malcolm Boutwell. I kid you not. I want to thank Bruce Lee, Jim Kelly, of course, Bruce Lee's life as well. Bottom line is, I want to thank you for tuning into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. You can catch me here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Networks. Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday is at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Lots of Pedro Fernandez spread around here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next time, I thank you so much. Don't forget, this is Sports Byline. We're talking MMA live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.